सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार
ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्य क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरंगमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम I want to speak something about Archan. We should know all these things. What is Archan? What is Seva? And how you should do? And what should you feel when you are doing archan, or seva, or kirtan, or doing mantra japa. Everything which are we practicing now, all are very philosophical. These are all on the very basis of philosophical things, and also they are connected with love and affection. Gradually they will take us to Braja. Why we are doing all these sadhans? Why? That should be motive of all these things. I don't remember where I told
Birmingham.
No. Here, Houston, I talk.
Oh.
That at first we have to see that what are our goals. Yeah, what is our goal? Not we'll have to think what is our sadhana. If you are thinking that we must learn sadhan and to do sadhan, then it is ignorance. There should be aim and object of our life, and also aim and object of our sadhan or bhajan. First that thing, goal. What is our goal? Then sadhan will come. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the dialogue of Srila Raya Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere, in Sanatana Siksha, in Rupa Siksha, we see these things. Why? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, he has explained Adi 4, fourth chapter, the highest thing. That is Krishna Prem Prayojan, Krishna Sambandha Abhidhe, Bhakti Abhidhe, and Sadhan Sadhya. That is, what is Prayojan? Prayojan means, what is the meaning of Prayojan?
Ultimate goal.
So, no sadhan here has been told in Bhakti in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nothing is told there. But he is telling what is the prem of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. He has begun it from third chapter, Adi third, and especially he is explaining is Adi 4. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? What was his goal? Then he is telling that jada jada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata. This is one reason, but it is not superior.
External.
And then anarpit charing charya, something internal, but it is also not prominent. And then he is telling that Advaita Acharya called him with Tulsi and Gangajal. But this is also not prominent. What is prominent? Then he is telling that Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vani Vashvado Jenad Bhatumadarima Kidrisho Vamadi Saukhanjasya Mandan Bhavata Kidrisho Vetti Lobha Tad Bhavadha Samajani Sachi Garbhishindhu Harindu. When Krishna past times in Dwapar Yug ended,
last period of Dwapar Yug,
he went to Golok Vrindavan, or he was in Vrindavan, but his pastimes were not there. Pastimes are always there, but Jogmaya has no connection with this world and to Krishna. That is why we cannot see and we cannot realize what is going on this time in this Vrindavan. But both are same. So whether he is in Vrindavan, but in Aprakat Leela, he is thinking that I know that Srimati Radhika is my guru. His affection is my guru. And she loves me more than I love her. I don't know her mood, but I see Srimati Radhika, but I don't become mad. But when he sees me, she becomes mad. How anything is tested, if there is any quality? Srimati Radhika has Mahabhav. And more than that, Krishna has not that thing. He has Mahabhav of other kind. He is objective, but Srimati Radhika is observer. So, objective cannot have the mood of observer. So, what is Radhika's mood? Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho, Pranaya Mahima. What is called Pranaya? If a Pranaya is there, then we can test Krishna. Otherwise not. So we are not testing. We have no realization of pranay and pranay, but to tell pranay, we have no actual Shraddha, bona fide Shraddha. So how can we test? We have modes of testing worldly things, desires, lust and all other things. But we have no Shraddha at all. Very little, little Shraddha. And this Shraddha is not bona fide. It can turn. It can be upset. So, Radhaya Pranay Mahima, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, these things. So, Krishna is thinking that this thing is not in me, quality. How can I test myself? He is telling a very, very good thing. If you go very deep, Krishna is telling that I am beautiful, but Srimati Radhika is more beautiful. I have so much equality, but Radhika has so much more qualities. I have prem, love, but she has more and more prem. But there is one thing, that I have some special thing in myself that Srimati Radhika has not that thing. What is that? Anything is there. But that thing only Radhika can know. Because if she sees me, he becomes mad. I see that this quality is not in Srimati Radhika. I cannot be mad. I cannot be mad. But she becomes mad. There is something in me which makes Srimati Radhika mad. Understand this? So, but I cannot define it. I cannot realize this. What is that? I want to know this. What thing is especially in me that is makes Srimati Radhika and all gopis, father, mother and everyone mad? What is this in my very good thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Very few number, I think that this whole world, very few persons can explain or realize all these things, what Chaitanya Charitamrita is. Anyone does not try to penetrate and go very deeply to think all this. They have no time at all. Anyway, so we should try to go. And it can be have only in the association of Jaha Bhagavata Pada, you know the meaning? Jaha Bhagavata Pada, Vaishnavasthane, you should read Bhagavatam to Bhagavat. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. Grantha Bhagavat and Prasanna Bhagavat. So you will have to, everything in Srimad Bhagavatam, book Bhagavat. But it has been locked and keyed. Only Bhakta Bhagavat can open and he can read. So you should go to them. In school, colleges and philosophy, where in colleges, there we cannot have. In school, colleges. But now we think that we should go to colleges and we can read there. The Gnostic persons, they have no knowledge, they have no any practice for these things. How can they teach us? They cannot. So, Ja Bhagavat Padha Vaishnava Sthani. So, Krishna is telling that though I am so beautiful, but Radhika is more beautiful. Though I am so, I have so knowledge, Radhika is more knowledge. In all way, she is my guru, Radhika. But even I have something which is not anywhere. So Srimati, Radhika test means that thing. What is that? Venu Madhuri, Rup Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, these are. So I want to test when I see myself in mirror or in water or anywhere, I become mad. I want to test it like Srimati Radhika test me. So what is that thing? If Radhika mood is not there, I cannot test. So what is that mood? And if she tests, what kind of happiness comes to her? Though he does not want any happiness, nothing, but yet happiness comes lakhs and lakhs time more. So I want to test myself. What are these madhuri? What is the Radhika pranay? And what is that happiness? That's Srimati Radhika. Then he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It means Radhika prem is life of goal of life or our whole practicing bhakti. And it has been told by Srila Raya Ramananda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that dialogue. So Krishna prem is prayojan, not Krishna, one, not Radhika and not anyone. They are not prayojan. They are our ishtadev. But we want prem. If we don't want prem, we don't know what is prem, then no motive, no sadhana at all. I want some rupees, some dollar, we'll have to go and serve anywhere, we can have that. If we want to be any scientist, we'll have to go to that college. If we want to be doctor, we'll have to go to medical college. If you want to be pleader, then you'll have to go to law college. In any college, the experts can learn, teachers. So we'll have to go. This is sadhana. We'll have to go to these things and to experts. And what they will tell, you'll have to follow. So our main object of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to test that prem and to preach Rag-Marg-Bhakti. Rag-Marg-Bhakti and Ragatmik Bhaktis are not one. Understand? Try to understand. Rag-Marg. Marg means way. Way and goal is not same thing. By way, we can go to our goal. So, Raganuga Marga. Raganuga is a way. By this way, if we will follow that way, we can go to Ragatmik Bhakti. What is Ragatmik? The mode and the services of Gop, Gopis, Nandababa, Yashoda, Subal, Siddham and Gopis, services to Krishna and that mood. These are Ragatmika. There is Rag in their Atma, in their soul. No? So this is Ragatmika. This is our goal. How to go there? There are sadhana. If you know something about this, and there is a greed that I want that goal, to achieve that goal, and you are going to the experts who are very expert in these things, they are called Raganuga Arupanuga Vaishnava, in the line of Rupa Goswami. If very little greed is there, that I want to serve Krishna like Subal, like Nanda Yashoda, or like Gopis. I want, but there is nothing. I want only their thing. Some greed. Then you will have to follow Raganuga. No? And if you have not greed, and you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita or other books, And you know that there is birth and death, endless birth and death, and sorrow and suffering in this world. By money, by anything in this world, we cannot attain that thing. We cannot attain. No happiness of the life will come by all these things. The highest thing in this world is Indra. We cannot be like Indra, but we see that sorrow and sufferings, always his end sorrow and suffering. So many worldly desires. He often goes to ladies like Gautam's wife are here and there. He has so angry, lusty, and so many things. Sometimes he goes to Manas Sarovar and in the nal of
stain of a lotus.
He goes there and demons are
searching
him. And lakhs years he went there. He was here. So anyone is not happy in this world and cannot be by achieving all these things, worldly desires. So money cannot help so much. So here, but if he is saying that so miseries in this world, and then he will think that how to cross these miseries, how to cross, then he will have to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. What is bhakti? To follow and to practice. Annabhilashita sunyam gyan karmadhyana vratam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. This is bhakti. This is raganuga, highest. This is from bottom, top to bottom. Everything in this will have to follow. This uttama bhakti is only in Braja, not anywhere. A part is in Vaikuntha, some part is in Ayodhya, and more some parts in Dwarka. But it is Purna. What is Purna?
Complete.
In Braja. And in especially in Gopis, it is not anywhere else. So, I will try to explain this sloka. It will take 1 hour, at least 1 hour. So bhakti here is our goal. It is of three kinds. Bhakti is of three kinds. Sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti and prem bhakti. Prem bhakti is not sadhan bhakti. Bhava bhakti is not sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti means from a very distance, long distance. If we want to serve Krishna, then you will have to follow sadhan bhakti. If you have greed, then you will at once come up on the stage of asakti or ruchi. And if you have nothing, no previous expression or anything,
past impression,
then you will have to go. And there is, if there is Sukriti, bhakti will be found there. And by their association, we will do first Guru Karan and some activities very far away. So there is called Seva. And when we are learning from ABCD, then ABCD life is Archan. No? What is Archan? It is Seva Puja. We know that. Service to Krishna. But it is very far away. We have nothing here. Guru is telling that do Ghanta Bajao. and give water to Krishna. What is the job of ghanta bajao? What is the service? Ghanta bajao? Shankh bajao? What is the service? Understand me? What is the use? And you will do like this for 1 hour, 2 hours. And all the audience will come and they will be tired and they will return again. What is it? Pankha for, you can make one fan because Budhara Prabhu is sweating. One? No fan? No fan? This will not? Not all? All will?
All are one.
I think they go all the same.
There Kai view of any Rishi?
I can tolerate.
All with one?
All with one.
But in Krishna not
all
that.
One.
If that's Krishna okay. Will dance, no? Only one ankle will speak, not others. Understand that part? Jadi Krishna nitya karenge, तो उनके हजारों जो नुपुर हैं उनसे एक ही बोलेगा वो चाहेंगे तो और जगत में ऐसा नहीं होगा तो दिस इज व्हाई दिस अर्चन डूइंग इफ एनी बोनाफाइड गुरु विल कम and we will hear him. Then from this archan we can advance in Seva Puja. We don't know the meanings why you should give this lightning, why you should bajao shankh bajana,
blow
the conches, why you do ghanta?
Ringing the bell.
Krishna is not deaf, but we are doing. If you enter to Thakurji room, then you will have to do like this. Be alert, we are coming. Why all these things? How finding? Why all these things? So, we should know, I'm giving some outlines. First, asan suddhi. Why asan suddhi? Because we have no suddhi at all, we have no pureness. What is that thing? It is told that Om Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Divi Vachakshuratatam. By this mantra we can be pure. So we should enter and go to the ashram. We should take some water here. That is called Achmani. And we should tell Om Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surya Divi Vachakshuratatam. The meaning it has been quoted from so many Vedas. This mantra is found in Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda and other Purans also. Very common, very important thing. Om Tad Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Evang Vikriditam Vrajubadhi Idancha Vishnu. Krishna is that Vishnu. Not this Vishnu here, Paramatma. Not this Vishnu. Vishnu is himself Krishna. He has distributed his name to all others. Ram, Vishnu, Narasingha, he has given to all. But actually all the names of which we see and we hear, all are for Krishna. But Krishna has distributed the names to them. So, Om Tad Vishnu, Paramam Padam, Paramam Padam, highest pada, highest lok, highest Sri Charana Kamala. Pada means everything. There are so many meanings of pada. padmane lok, padmane sri charan, padmane glory, padmane to know, to shine, so many things. So suri who are jo mukt ho gaye hain, those who are liberated forever, nitya mukta, or those sadhana siddha, both there, they see Vishnu, answers there with their eyes, pashyanti, pashyanti mane?
To see
from these eyes, pashyanti, like we are seeing. So pashyanti, who can pashyanti? Who will see Krishna? Those who are like Krishna. How they come become like Krishna? By having bhakti, and they have been liberated. So some qualities partly in jivas, who are fullest in, full are in Krishna, partly some qualities will come. Then we can see Krishna and serve Krishna, otherwise not. We'll have to go on the same platform where Krishna is. We'll have to go Vrindavan and have so many qualities like gopis, then we can serve. Here now, we have nothing. We have no greed, nothing. So it has told to do archana, to be with Krishna, but very far away. So here, when we do arati, we know that Uttam Mahabhagavat can do arati. How they can do arati? Who does arati in Braja? We have no interest. You have no interest in this. Have some interest. Otherwise, this will come. Yashoda, Krishna is coming from cowherd. And Yashoda was watching from morning that Krishna, when Krishna will come, when Krishna. When is become known and Krishna will come, then he says towards sun, where is sun, what is the time, watching and waiting. At once he heard that cows are hammering, hamba, hamba, and throat sound was coming. Oh, she became upset. What to do? Anyhow, she collected one golden thal. Thal means, you know,
plate.
Some karpur.
Camphor.
Water. And all things. She saw that darts are going in the sky. Oh, Krishna will come very soon, very soon. All the Brajavasis, all the mothers of the boys, and all the old persons, and all the Kishoris, and all the children of Braj, everyone was waiting for Krishna. At last Krishna came with lakhs and lakhs cows. Yashoda came out of the village, entrance, gate, and face she saw Krishna. She knows that there are some naughty boys who are playing with Krishna, Subal, Sridham, Madhumangal. They are very naughty boys. Sometimes they quarrel with Krishna and they
wrestle.
What?
Make him down.
And do like this. And take dust of Praja and here, no? And sometimes they roughly use their fingers, they have some
nails.
And they do like that. Sometimes they are so naughty that they play in kunjas, kya chhipa or lukakuli,
hide and
seek. No? So sometimes it may be that the thorns will scratch their body. So is she worried. So first she takes. When Krishna comes, he takes in his lap. And then he takes all the
dust
from her own. This is cloth giving.
Jai.
Not any rumal or anything, but the corner of her sari.
Bell of the sari.
Like this. This is cloth. Water? He will take some water and give. And again with this. Then he will take deep. What is the use? Oh, she is eagerly seeing and discovering where the naughty voice had done a scratching in mouth. Three times, four times. There are numbers only. In only this lightning, light. Kapoor smell is so good for all kinds of ropes. So let's go. And ghee batti. What? Ghee batti?
Lamp.
Ghee prati. It smells also very good thing. So she is searching. Very like this. Very patiently. Not. And then, not this. Very patiently she is watching where the scratches are. In mouth, three times, four times. Then, here, boys are very fond of Krishna, this. Parashalpit, this. So, must be there some crashes. Then he sees whole body at a time. Like this. Very patiently, he really. And this is precious. Again. Total number of this is 14. Only 4. Not more than this. Otherwise Krishna will angry. But mother, I am so
hungry
and you are doing like this. So don't do so many times. You will have to know all these things. Why they have? And it should be given to all. From there. And if a man is there, you can give that light and he can give to others. Otherwise, where thousands are watching and have they are doing darshan of arti, they are not. From there, the priest will do like this for them. That you should. And all takes like this. In Govindaji, Gopinath, where lakhs and lakhs persons go, they cannot bring to each. Very difficult. So, from there, you can do like this and like this. It will do. For other things, water, you can pour water at last. You should not give fine to others. No use. No more pankha to others.
Pick up
feathers. Don't do. Otherwise it will be
remnant, contaminate.
We should give. Malli, lightning should be given. And very patiently. Also fan. you can use fan in only summer, not in
winter.
Also Marupankha not in winter seasons, and not so much time, like doing so, that the pujari will have to sweat it, sweat will come, not like this. Very patiently, like Yashoda or Srimati Radhika Lalita, very, very pleasant and sweet way. No? This would be not given to the audience or those who are she. Only this. Not so much time, otherwise Krishna will be so hungry and he will be angry with Yashoda. And after that, you should give Pushpanjali. Doing so in one birth or for 2, 3, 4, 8, 10 years, after 20 years, any bona fide and the Rasik Vaishnava or bona fide Vaishnava will come. Then he will change into Seva. At first we were doing, not knowing all Yashoda's things. But now we are knowing. More than that, who does the arti? Lalita, Visakha, Adi, Kare, Sakhigan.
Arati, Kare, Lalita, Adi,
Sakhigan. Arati, Kare, Lalita, Adi, Sakhigan. And Visakha, what? Kirtan. Jai Jai Radha Krishna Jugala Mila. Radha Krishna Paan Mor Jugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Arnahi. Like this. Radha Ramana Hari Govind. Like this. They are doing. So Lalita is also doing much more superior than Yashoda Ma. When Radha and Krishna meet together, where? In Sanket. Where is Sanket? So many Sankets. Especially in Bansibad, in Nandagaon and Barsana midway. There are some. There, when Lalita sees, Visakha sees, then they take Mridanga, Kartal, Khol and all other instruments. Violin, veena, ektara, sarangi, all dumpa, you know?
Yeah.
Very big, by both hands. Dumpa, kartal, and all so many instruments. Very sweetly and gently, all in one line. So, they are singing and laughing that, oh, Krishna and Srimati Radhika has all these scratches. And they become so happy and happy. And Srimati Radhika has some shame. Krishna has also some shame. But they are smiling in a so way they all hearts they are taking. So this archan, one day if bona fide Vaishnava and Guru are found by them, this will go to that. This will be turned. Then he will not do this. What he will do? Bhav Seva. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So, everything is for that thing. What thing? Praja Seva. So, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, especially Sanatana Goswami, he wrote Bhakti, Hari Bhakti Vilas. And he told that how deity should be, how a priest or pujari should be, how they should learn all these things. And then Rupa Goswami told in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bhava Seva. Doing Naam, chanting Naam, Hari Naam,